under a crescent moon, where even the quietest voice can shake the world and a trembling hand can part the sea. It's time for a story.
Baba.
Assalamu alaikum, Habibi. Come here.
Wa alaikum assalam.
What's wrong, Ya Yusuf? You're very quiet tonight.
Baba, can I tell you something? But you have to promise not to be upset with me.
I promise. Tell me.
Today at the park, there was this big kid. He was pushing the little kids off the swings. Like really pushing them. One girl fell and started crying. And he just laughed.
That's terrible. What did you do?
Nothing. I didn't do anything. I just stood there and watched. I wanted to say something, Baba, but I was scared. He was so much bigger than me. What if he pushed me too? I feel really bad. That little girl was crying and I didn't help her.
Come sit with me, Habibi. Yusuf, I'm not upset with you. Being scared is not something to be ashamed of. Even the bravest people in the whole world have been afraid.
Even prophets?
Especially prophets. Let me tell you about one of the greatest prophets Allah ever sent. Prophet Musa, alayhi salam. Do you know what made Musa so special?
What?
He was afraid too. He had trouble speaking. And Allah still chose him for the hardest job anyone has ever been given.
What job?
To stand up to the most powerful and most dangerous man on earth.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Long ago, in a land of sand and river, there ruled a king called Pharaoh, Pharaon. He was cruel and proud. He enslaved an entire people, the children of Israel, and forced them to build his palaces and serve his kingdom. And he was so cruel to their families that he tried to harm their children. But Allah had a plan. A baby boy was born to a mother from the children of Israel. And Allah told that mother to place her child in a basket and set him afloat on the river Nile. And that basket drifted all the way to the palace of Pharaoh himself. And Pharaoh's own wife raised that baby as her son. That baby's name was Musa. Musa grew up strong. But one day, he made a terrible mistake. He accidentally killed a man in a fight. Frightened, he fled from Egypt into the desert, far, far away, to a place called Midian. And there he lived for 10 long years, tending sheep in the wilderness, far from everyone he had ever known. Then one night, as Musa was traveling with his family through the desert near a great mountain, he saw something strange in the distance. The Quran tells us Musa said to his family, "Stay, I have noticed a fire. Perhaps I can bring you a torch therefrom, or find some guidance by the fire." Musa walked toward the fire, but as he drew closer, he realized this was no ordinary flame. It burned in a bush, but the bush was not consumed. And then a voice called out, and Allah spoke to him, "O Musa, I am your Lord. Take off your shoes. You are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. I have chosen you, so listen to what is revealed. I am Allah. There is no God but I. So serve me." Then Allah asked Musa a simple question. "And what is that in your right hand, O Musa?" And the Quran records Musa's answer. "This is my staff. I lean on it and herd my sheep with it, and I have other uses for it." "Throw it, O Musa!"
Musa threw it down, and it became a serpent, a real, living, moving snake, gliding across the ground. Musa turned to run. "Take hold of it and do not fear. We will restore it to its original condition." Musa reached down, and the moment his hand touched it, it was a staff again, just wood, just his old stick. Then Allah told him to put his hand under his arm. When Musa pulled it out, his hand was shining, glowing with a brilliant white light like a piece of the moon. Two miracles, two signs from the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And then came the command. "Go to Pharaoh! He has transgressed!"
Now listen to this part carefully, Yusuf, because this is the part that reminds me of you.
What do you mean?
Allah just gave Musa miracles. A staff that turns into a snake. A hand that glows with light. He chose him from all the people in the world. And do you know what Musa said?
What?
He said he was scared.
Musa stood at the foot of that mountain, his heart pounding. Go to Pharaoh, the most powerful man alive. The man who was so cruel and harsh, who had enslaved an entire nation, who would surely remember that Musa was a fugitive. Musa knew he had to obey, but first he poured out his heart to Allah. The Quran records his earnest prayer. "My Lord, put my heart at peace for me, and ease my task for me, and untie the knot from my tongue, so they can understand my speech." You see, Musa had a difficulty with his speech. The words did not come easily to him. He stumbled and struggled to express himself. And now Allah was asking him to speak to the most terrifying ruler in the world. But Musa did not say, "I can't do it." He did not say, "Pick someone else." Instead, he asked for help. The Quran tells us he prayed, "And my brother Harun, he is more eloquent than me, so send him with me to help me and to confirm my words, for I fear they will reject me." And Allah, the most merciful, the most generous, answered him. "You are granted your request, O Musa." Allah gave him his brother. He did not scold Musa for being afraid. He did not say, "You should be braver." He gave him exactly what he needed. And so Musa and Harun went together to the palace of Pharaoh. Imagine it, two men walking into the throne room of the most powerful king on earth. No army behind them, no weapons, just a wooden staff and the words of Allah. Musa and Harun stood before Pharaoh, and the Quran records their words, just as Allah had told them. "We are the messengers of your Lord, so let the children of Israel go with us, and do not torment them." Pharaoh stared at Musa, then he sneered.
"Did we not raise you among us as a child? Did you not live in my palace for years, eating my food, sleeping under my roof? And then you did what you did. You killed a man. And now you dare come back and speak to me."
Pharaoh was trying to make Musa feel small, to make him remember that he was once just a helpless baby floating in a basket. But Musa did not shrink back. The Quran records his steady reply. "I did it then, when I was of those astray, and I fled from you when I feared you. But my Lord gave me wisdom and made me one of the messengers."
"And who is this Lord of the worlds you speak of?"
And the Quran tells us Musa answered, "The Lord of the heavens and the earth, and everything between them, if you are aware."
"Do you hear what this man says?"
Musa continued, "Your Lord and the Lord of your ancestors of old."
"This messenger of yours is mad."
And Musa said, Lord of the East and the West, and everything between them, if you understand.
If you worship any god other than me, I will throw you in prison.
But Musa did not back down. The Quran tells us he asked, "What if I bring you something convincing?"
"Then bring it if you speak the truth."
Musa threw down his staff. It became a serpent, enormous, alive, its body coiling across the palace floor. The courtiers screamed, Pharaoh gripped his throne, and then Musa held up his hand, and it shone with a blinding white light. The man who was afraid to speak had spoken. The man with a knot in his tongue had stood before the most powerful king on earth and told him the truth. Not because the fear went away, but because something bigger than his fear was carrying him, the promise of Allah.
Musa was scared of Pharaoh?
He was scared of Pharaoh, and he was scared that people wouldn't understand him because of his speech. He told Allah both of those things, out loud, honestly.
And Allah wasn't angry at him for being scared?
Not at all. Allah gave him exactly what he asked for. He gave him Harun to stand beside him. Allah doesn't expect you to never be afraid, Yusuf. He expects you to turn to him when you are. You know what I think about today, at the park?
That I should have said something?
I think you already know what the right thing was. Your heart told you. That's why you feel bad right now. Because your heart is good, mashallah. You knew that girl needed someone to speak up for her.
But I was too scared, Baba. He was really big.
Musa was standing in front of Pharaoh, a king who could have him killed with one word. But he went anyway. And you know what he didn't do?
What?
He didn't go alone. He asked Allah for help first, and Allah sent him his brother. You can do the same thing, Habibi. Next time you're scared, make a little dua in your heart. Ask Allah to give you courage, and look around. Maybe there's a friend who will stand with you. You don't have to do it alone, Ooh.
Baba, my friend Ahmad was at the park too. He looked scared like me. Maybe next time we could both say something together.
Like Musa and Harun.
Like Musa and Harun?
That's my boy. Insha'Allah, Habibi.
Baba?
Yes, Habibi?
Can you tell me another story tomorrow?
Insha'Allah. Every night, Habibi. Every night. Bismillah. Sleep well, Ya Musa the Brave.
And so ends tonight's story from Under a Crescent Moon. Remember, being brave does not mean you are never afraid. It means you ask Allah for help, and then you go anyway. New stories are available every Friday. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The story of Prophet Musa and his courage is told in the Holy Quran, in Surah Taha, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and Surah Al-Qasas. When Musa said, "My Lord, put my heart at peace for me, and ease my task, and untie the knot from my tongue," Allah answered, "You are granted your request, O Musa." Translations of Quranic verses used in this episode graciously provided by Clear Quran, with permission from Talal-i-Thani.